Ms. Roden. So, hi, what's your name?
I'm Jessica De Castro.
And what do you do?
I work here at Highlands as a curriculum administrator for the sports and the arts departments.
So, women's football. So, who and when did you find it? Like, who introduced women's football?
It was when I was about 10 years old. I joined the primary school football team. I was actually the only girl in the team, and I was captain. And then from there, I joined St. Lawrence football team, the women's team, when I was 11, but I wasn't allowed to play until I turned 13. And then it just continued from there. So I've been playing for over 25 years now.
So, football-wise, who's your idol, whether that being a man or a woman?
I wouldn't say that I've actually got a footballing idol. There's loads of players that I watched growing up. Giggs being one of them. Luis Figo from Portugal, watched him a lot. But I would say my actual sporting idol is Serena Williams. She's a really powerful woman. She started playing tennis at a really young age and has continued all throughout her life into motherhood as well. I'm a mother myself, so I really admire her for that.
So what are your current thoughts on the state of women's football like in Jersey?
About 5 years ago, it was really, really good. There was lots of players interested, quite a number of teams in the league, in the women's league. It's kind of taken a step back for some reason. Not really sure why. I don't think that the JFA do enough to promote women's football. And there's a real focus on the men's league and in particular Jersey Bulls at the moment. There was supposed to be a women's balls team, but that hasn't got going just yet, but hopefully in the future it will. As far as the academy teams are concerned, there's lots and lots of interest with young players coming through, so hopefully they'll just maintain that interest into their teen years and into adulthood.
So if you were to change, you know, something about the state of women's football currently in Jersey, what would it be?
What would I change? I don't think I'd change anything. I think the changes are being made now. You're seeing lots more female coaches coming through the game. That probably would be the one thing, actually, is just the implementation of training for women to be able to become coaches. Because you often only see male coaches in the game and there's only one or two that I know that are female coaches. So I think that's the thing that I would change is just to try and get more young girls involved in refereeing, for example, and becoming coaches.
So what advice would you give to the younger, generation, women's-wise in football?
My advice to them would be to stay in the game. A lot of young girls get sidetracked with social media, wanting to go out with friends, especially when they hit their teen years. There isn't that, they don't really want to spend time away from their friends. So I'd really encourage them to just stick with it because football gives you so many positive things in life. It gives you a great group of friends. It teaches you resilience. It gives you confidence. And it makes you physically and mentally healthy. So that would be my advice to them, is just to stick with it and don't get sidetracked with other things in life.
Thank you, Jess. I think those are all questions that are there.
You're welcome.
Good interview. Thank you.
Hi.
Mono just put on recording again. Start the recording.